What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
We're on at 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike, and our doctor is in the house, but not really in the house. He is on the line this morning. Good morning, Dr. Stewart.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm going very, very well. It's nice to talk to you. We were not quite the same on the phone, is it really?
It's not, no. I mean, I'm in my surgery rather than getting to look at you. So, yeah, it's not quite as fun for me.
You're in the surgery. Are you having a busy morning?
Oh, it's been a busy morning, all right, Mike. Yeah, we've had a few interesting things already. So, yeah, life goes on.
It does. And look, just on that, I thought we'd even have a chat to you today about looking at some of the ways to look after ourselves, particularly over the last week or two. I mean, not only were we in lockdown for 3 days and restrictions are still in place, hopefully we'll finish tomorrow, but then throw in all of the smoke that we've had. So from a health-related perspective, it's been how can we get better at looking after ourselves at this time?
Well, certainly, you're absolutely right, Mike. There's been a few things going on in Western Australia, and despite the fact that we are in a really solid position from a coronavirus perspective globally, we've been doing it tougher the last week or so, and we've certainly had a taste of what the rest of the world has been going through to an extent. And I have to say, it's been very heartening when those of us who have to leave our houses during the lockdown to come into work in order to continue caring for people, we've certainly noticed that the streets are virtually empty, that people are, when they are out and about, they are wearing masks, that people are doing all the things that they've been asked to do. And it's really very, very heartening to see that, because obviously from a medical perspective, from a humanitarian perspective, you know, we need to look after ourselves and we need to look after those around us. So, but yeah, it's really important that we keep an eye on ourselves and we make sure that we're doing okay when we're locked down. It's pretty painful to be stuck in the house for even just a few days. And, you know, life feels very different. Work is very different, having to work from home rather than working in the office, and not having that social interaction sometimes can be very challenging. So making sure that we stay in touch with our GP is certainly one way that I would advocate. And unfortunately, GPs have good tools to remain in touch with you, even if you're not coming into the surgery. You know, we can do telephone calls and we can do video calls in order to stay in touch with people and make sure that they are doing okay and that they're looking after themselves appropriately during these rough times.
Is that something that you as GPs, Dr. Stewart, have had to adapt to rather quickly? Like, it's quite a change, isn't it, from used to people coming in and having that face-to-face contact. Did you have to learn pretty quick, the whole, you know, via Zoom or video?
We did, although, to be honest, those of us who trained overseas, you might not have noticed this, Mike, but I do actually have a Scottish accent, so that may have slipped your attention. But yeah, so I trained and worked in the UK for a while before I moved to Western Australia. So actually, it's much more common in the UK to do telephone calls to your GP, and that's partly because of the way the service is funded. It's just easier and cheaper if you want a repeat prescription rather than coming down and spending, you know, 10 or 15 minutes with your GP. You go on a list, quick phone call, yep, everything's going okay, boom, there's your prescription. So we had that, I guess I had that experience from before. Can't say it was a terribly pleasant experience, but it was an experience nonetheless. Mm. But yeah, it's taken a bit of getting used to, and I think patients also have taken a little bit of getting used to it as well. I do a lot of mental health as part of my the care I provide to a lot of my patients, as you know, and I thought it would have translated a lot better over the phone than it has, but it really hasn't. I think there's something about physically being in the building, about physically being in the clinical environment, that actually makes a difference for patients. And certainly one or two of my patients were still sound asleep when I rang the phone and had to maybe phone two or three times, and then they had to figure out which end was up and where they were in the world before they were able to start talking intelligently to me. So that certainly posed an additional problem that perhaps I hadn't expected.
Yeah, Doctor, we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk some more. If you've got a question for Dr. Stewart this morning, you can text in right now, 0429 985 985. Back after this one. 98.5 weekdays with Mike. Joining me on the line this morning, usually in the studio, is our in-house doctor, resident doctor, Dr. Stewart. It's good to talk to you this morning, taking some time off from your not only your physical consultations, but also via video. Hey, Dr. Stewart, what would be the, roughly off the top of your head, would you know what the percentage would be? How many would you be seeing face-to-face compared to on a screen these days? Would it be 50-50, or what does that look like?
Tuesday, I had a rare day off yesterday, but Tuesday was about 50-50, but clearly we're sort of post-lockdown and we hadn't been sure how things were going to go, so we had kind of encouraged people more to arrange telehealth than face-to-face. But it's looking at today's list, it's the majority are all face-to-face today, which is great.
But if
you were to ask me that a week ago, I would have said it was about 98% face-to-face with a couple of phone calls, two or three phone calls probably, thrown in for good measure. So people largely do prefer coming in. But if it's something straightforward, then, yeah, a quick phone call or a video call can solve the problem. It saves them a lot of hassle and, you know, you can do it on your way to work.
Indeed. Now, this you sort of get the idea, you know, this you sort of sense a little bit of fear in the community at this time. Are people still a little bit cautious, do you think, even physically coming in? Do you? What's the process for a consultation these days if you're not feeling well, not COVID-related? Do you is a test taken regardless of the symptoms? What happens there?
It's not regardless of the symptoms, Mike, but in principle, the symptoms that we can find with coronavirus can be quite quite broad, quite non-specific. So a lot of the time, even if we clinically don't suspect it's likely to be coronavirus, we still often do recommend a test because the symptoms can vary so much. But largely, if people are unwell, we do have some screening questions, which our admin team, either on the phone or at the front desk, will check, first of all. During the lockdown, there were just no patients coming in, which was appropriate. And this week, while we're waiting to make sure that there are no additional community spread cases, we have a nurse in full personal protective equipment at the front door, checking everyone's temperature and screening for symptoms. And anybody who does have symptoms, they remain outside the building. We can speak to them by phone and then make an assessment from there. So the best way to engage with your GP practice is just to pick up the phone and say, look, here's what's going on. What should I do? They'll be well-versed in how to deal with it, and they'll have a set of questions that they'll ask you, which have been approved by the GPs, in order to try and identify if there's anyone who's high risk in that situation.
Very interesting. Dr. Stewart, we'll put you back on hold. We'll come back and chat some more. You are on 98.5 weekdays with Mike. If you've got a question for Dr. Stewart, you'll need to be quick. Text away 0429 985 985. Back after this one. Weekdays with Mike. Joining me on the line today is our doctor, Dr. Stewart. Nice to be talking to you this morning, Doctor. We look forward to having you back in the studio in a couple of weeks.
I look forward to that too.
It'll be great. Now, just before we finish off this morning, the campaign for the vaccine started yesterday. Roll up, I think it is, for WA. Can you provide some clarity on what that looks like now going forward? Do you have to talk to GP, or how does all that work?
Well, so at the moment, we have two vaccines in Australia. We've got the AstraZeneca vaccine and we've got the Pfizer vaccine. And the mainstay of the government rollout is likely to continue to be the AstraZeneca vaccine. However, as your listeners are probably well aware, there's been some concerns about patients under the age of 50 receiving that vaccine and developing a rare type of clot, which has been identified because of the millions of vaccines that have already been administered worldwide. So the TGA and other organisations are continuing to monitor that very closely. And any reports of any adverse effects after vaccination, certainly we are very heavily involved in reporting anything that that happens unusually after a vaccine. And it's one of the first questions that we're asked to do when we complete the forms for vaccination. One of the first things is to check that there haven't been any adverse reactions to these vaccines or whatever. But yeah, your GP has very much is going to be the best point of contact for discussing your own personal medical circumstances and identifying whether or not you are a candidate for the vaccine and which vaccine and when we should get that sorted out. But the long and short of it and the best advice that I've heard given to people is the best vaccine for you is the one that you're being offered regardless, because coronavirus is no joke, Mike, as I'm sure nobody thinks it is, but you know, lots and lots of people around the world have suffered great consequences as a result of this horrible, horrible virus. I mean, the latest figures that I have, over 149 million people confirmed to have had the vaccine, with over 3 million people dead compared to this time last year, effectively, or early last year. 3 million people that are no longer with us because of this horrible virus that is becoming treatable, becoming more preventable through the use of vaccines. But if we don't vaccinate, then we don't protect ourselves and we don't protect the more vulnerable people. And that's the people that bother me. They're the people who come into my surgery because they have to come into my surgery, but they have medical conditions, or they're too young, or they're too frail to be able to get the vaccine. So we have to protect the vulnerable people around us.
Very good. Doctor, we are out of time, but really appreciate you coming on and having a chat with us. And we look forward to having you back in the studio in a couple of weeks, face-to-face, and continue our chats.
I look forward to it, mate.
Good on you. That's been our resident doctor, Dr. Stewart, on the phone this morning. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike. Stick around. Coming up after 11, going to be talking to Adrian Munro from Richmond Wellbeing. And also, we're going to find some time to play Mumbo Jumbo. So stick around.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.